Christmas.
Isn't it a time for thinking about how all our friends across the world spend this joyful season? Of course it is.
And where else could I be but
Australia, where at Christmas time there's the usual nip in the air, so everyone wraps up against the weather in their Bermuda shorts and sandals. It's a time when children love to run out into the garden and wait for the dust to settle so they can build a sandman.
It's a time when macho Australian men rush eagerly home from the bars to give their wives their present late on Christmas Eve,
and then again the following morning if they can still manage it.
Russia,
where at least the climate in winter is different from the summer.
It's warmer.
And in many ways, the powers that be in Russia are really into the spirit of Christmas. In fact, they think so much of their dissidents, they send them to places like this, where it's Christmas all the year round.
But.
Enough of a country where your lips can be arrested for frostbite. And what about Christmas in the Himalayas? You can hear the faint squeak of Japanese climbers persuading Sherpas to spend their Christmas halfway up Everest with 4 tons of camera equipment.
Yes.
It's the time of year when the Japanese are off making another documentary on the manly pursuit of hurtling down a mountain on a tea tray. Well, as the old Japanese saying goes, if it's worth doing, it's worth killing yourself for and taking a picture of it.
And of course, it was only a matter of time before Christmas spirit hit China.
And just because they only have one Christmas tree to every town and thousands of them have to pedal miles to see it doesn't mean they don't have fun. Of course they do. Yes, China. Or the best-selling book this Christmas is How to Gift Wrap a Bicycle Wheel So You Can't Tell What It Is.
A little town of Bethlehem, how sweetly still you lie. Yep, Bethlehem.
Where I suppose it all started. And goodness me, I can't tell you the trouble Santa has bringing tanks and missiles down the chimneys in the Holy Land.
Because, well, there
aren't many chimneys left. Anyway, let's say goodbye to our friends around the world. But one last thought. Whether you're hanging decorations in Calcutta or being decorated for a hanging in the Philippines, remember,
hang out your stocking wherever you are.
It's what Christmas is all about.